Feds indict 26 Trinitarius gang members linked to 5 murders in Massachusetts. In February 2025, federal racketeering charges were unsealed against 22 leaders and members of the Trinitarius. In March 2025, a Lynn member of the Trinitarius was sentenced to 10 years in prison. In June 2025, 2 members of the Trinitarius were charged with kidnapping a drug supplier. In July 2025, the leader of the Lynn chapter was sentenced to 14 years in prison. In December 2025, 2 members of the Lynn chapter, Michael Miliano and James Jimenez, pleaded guilty to racketeering conspiracy. In April 2026, Luis Enrique Santana pleaded guilty. In May 2026, Weston Lantigua pleaded guilty. In June 2026, Luis Jeffrey Santana pleaded guilty. The charge of conspiracy to conduct enterprise affairs through a pattern of racketeering activity, also known as racketeering conspiracy, or RICO conspiracy, provides for a sentence of up to life in prison, 5 years of supervised release, and a fine of up to $250,000. The charge of conspiracy to distribute controlled substances provides for a sentence of up to 20 years in prison, supervised release for up to life, and a fine of up to $1 million. Sentences are imposed by a federal district court judge based upon the U.S. sentencing guidelines and statutes which govern the determination of a sentence in a criminal case. United States Attorney Leah B. Foley, Jeff Grimming, acting special agent in charge of Homeland Security Investigations in New England, Ted E. Docks, special agent in charge, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Jared A. Forget, special agent in charge of the Drug Enforcement Administration, New England Field Division, Thomas Greco, special agent in charge of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, Boston Feld Division, Essex County District Attorney Paul F. Tucker, Massachusetts State Police Colonel Jeffrey D. Noble, Lawrence Police Chief Maurice Aguilar, and Methuen Police Chief Scott J. McNamara made the announcement. Valuable assistance was provided by the United States Postal Inspection Service, Customs and Border Protections, U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of New Hampshire, U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Maine, Massachusetts Department of Corrections, Massachusetts Army National Guard, Counterdrug Office, Attorney General's Office for the State of Maine, New Hampshire State Police, Maine State Police, Maine State Drug Enforcement Administration, Piscataquis County Sheriff's Department, Maine, Middlesex District Attorney's Office, Essex County Sheriff's Department, and the Andover, Boston, Haverhill, and Tewksbury Police Departments. Assistant U.S. Attorney Philip A. Mallard of the Organized Crime and Gang Unit is prosecuting the case. This case is part of the Homeland Security Task Force, HSTF, initiative established by Executive Order 14159, protecting the American people against invasion. The HSTF is a whole-of-government partnership dedicated to eliminating criminal cartels, foreign gangs, transnational criminal organizations, and human smuggling and trafficking rings operating in the United States and abroad. Through historic interagency collaboration, the HSTF directs the full might of United States law enforcement towards identifying, investigating, and prosecuting the full spectrum of crimes committed by these organizations, which have long fueled violence and instability within our borders. In performing this work, the HSTF places special emphasis on investigating and prosecuting those engaged in child trafficking or other crimes involving children. The HSTF further utilizes all available tools to prosecute and remove the most violent criminal aliens from the United States. HSTF Boston is comprised of agents and officers from SHE, FBI, DEA, ATF, USMS, IRSC, USPIS, DOL-OIG and DSS, as well as several state and local law enforcement agencies, with the prosecution being led by the United States Attorney's Office for the District of Massachusetts. This case is part of Operation Take Back America, a nationwide initiative that marshals the full resources of the Department of Justice to repel the invasion of illegal immigration, achieve the total elimination of cartels and transnational criminal organizations, and protect our communities from the perpetrators of violent crime. Operation Take Back America streamlines efforts and resources from the department's Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Forces and Project Safe Neighborhood. The details contained in the charging documents are allegations. The defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. Updated June 9, 2026.